Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try QB mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. QB only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
QB, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Murder in the morning.
The trial of Jennifer Crumbly underway. This is the mother of the Oxford High School student shooter. This is quite a case that's going to be interesting to watch and somewhat precedent setting because this is the first time where the parents of the shooter are being charged with the crime itself, of basically being negligent and dumb and idiotic and right. Irresponsible. And allowing your child, who you know is not mentally well, to have a high-powered weapon and then allow them to go to the school and use that weapon. I'm sure they didn't sit there going, hey, go to the school and shoot it up. But the fact that you're dumb enough to give your child in general, and more or less one who has some mental health issues, a weapon, I'm really rooting for the toughest possible punishment that we can get on this one. Testimony continuing. Lots of debates going on over potential testimony from the shooter and his psychiatrist. Defense attorney Shannon Smith sought permission for them to testify due to the introduction of specific text messages as evidence during the trial. The messages were exchanges between the shooter and a friend in which he revealed his mental health struggles and expressed frustration over his parents' failure to provide the necessary assistance. I think that needs to be brought up.
Yeah, it does.
Because there's so many of these cases where, nobody wants to admit when their kids are fucked up. and so they just kind of let them do their thing, and then this sort of shit can happen. Of course, there's situations where parents are literally, killing themselves over trying to get their kids the help that they need and such. But there's a lot of where this just doesn't exist, and that needs to be brought to light. During the shooter's Miller hearing, he acknowledged that his parents had no knowledge of his mental health issues or his intentions regarding the shooting. Smith argued, "I agree with this court. There's no case law, and that's why I'm asking this court to make the decision to not allow these statements pursuant to the court's rule, because I have no way to defend them." The day's proceedings delved into the family's digital footprint as the prosecution aimed to demonstrate that Jennifer Crumbly ignored warning signs that could have prevented the tragic shooting, which claimed the life of four students. Prosecutors emphasized that their case was not about criminalizing bad parenting, but rather establishing a pattern leading up to the shooting. During this period, the convicted shooter repeatedly informed his mother of his need for help, yet no action was taken.
Ed, okay, that's really shitty when a kid is like, I need some help. Something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in those words, but basically that's, he was asking for help.
Doesn't excuse his actions by any means, but it does put someone, a parent, to be accountable for not taking action because that is your job. Ed Wegrowski, a computer crimes expert, testified about the data retrieved from the 7 phones collected from the shooter and his parents. The prosecution focused on messages sent in March of 2021 where the shooter expressed fear and anxiety, claiming he heard strange sounds and saw demons while home alone. His parents, however, seemingly ignored these distressing messages as they were occupied with other activities.
Well, they had important stuff to do. I mean, who needs a delusional kid? I mean, really?
Yeah. Despite the prosecution's efforts to establish a neglectful pattern, the defense contested this narrative. In the afternoon session, the jury was shown Jennifer Crumbly's actions in the aftermath of the mass shooting, including her deletion of several messages while she and her husband were on the run. Remember that? The trial began with the opening statements from both the prosecution and defense, with 4 witnesses testifying on the first day. Among them, Molly Darnell, a teacher who made eye contact with the shooter before shots were fired, and Christy Gibson Marshall, an Oxford assistant principal who encountered one of the victims after being shot. Additionally, the manager of the store where James Crumbly purchased the gun used in the shooting testified, as did Special Agent Brett Brandon of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Defense attorney Shannon Smith started her opening statement by referencing Taylor Swift's song Bad Blood and suggested that the prosecution's approach was akin to applying a Band-Aid to a bullet hole. She argued that Jennifer Crumbly had no way of foreseeing the shooting and claimed that school officials allowed her son to remain at school on the day of the tragedy. The prosecution is expected to call 20 to 25 witnesses over the next 2 weeks of the trial. Jury selection concluded with a 17-person jury comprising of 10 women and 7 men. Jennifer and James Crumbly face 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for their role in the tragic Oxford High School shooting, which took place in November of 2021. Prosecutors allege that the parents purchased the gun used in the shooting and failed to provide their son with the necessary help. Shooter, of course, sentenced to life in prison without parole in December of last year.
This is definitely going to set a precedent because, you know, yes, this is a different case where he was asking for help versus this is a kid who's been bullied and just decides one day I'm pulling the trigger literally and going to go after the people who tormented me. This is a little bit different, but this is going to hold parents accountable in these situations with a minor for sure.
Can it go back in time? Can these things be prosecuted retroactively now? Like,
good question.
Can we look at other cases where... I mean, because obviously this isn't the dynamic of all school shootings or mass shooting things. Sometimes it is,
right,
like you said, just, oh, everybody's, you know, completely caught off guard. This is one where, yeah, this could have been prevented had mom and dad been mom and dad.
Right, right. That's a really good question to ask some of our legal experts. Can you go back in time to maybe some of these where they were writing in a diary saying, you know, I want to take out my classmates and maybe mom and dad find it.
And then you got to ask the question is, because, I mean, you can go down a rabbit hole with this of what is the responsibility of the parents? If the kid's literally coming up and asking for help, that's one thing. If it's being written in a diary, is it the parents' responsibility to review the child's diary? Obviously, if you do find that, you need to take action, but is it upon you to begin with if they were to find it in a diary and mom and dad said, I didn't even know they had a diary or I don't read their diary. I give them privacy. Does that still put them at fault for not taking that action? It is their kid. They are responsible for them. Or is that reasonable enough to say that, you know, I'm letting my kid have some space, but if you do suspect that your kid has some problems, maybe you should, you know, go in there during the day, read the damn diary, figure out what the fuck's going on, because it could be a danger to yourself or others. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
It becomes a slippery slope too. You know, like you said, do you blame parents that maybe really had no idea? Their kids seemed kind of like a recluse, didn't seem to fit in, but didn't seem like the kind that would just blow apart an entire class of students.
Yeah.
I mean, At what point do you suspect every kid then who had a bad day?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a slippery slope. And then you're having to prove that the parents had knowledge or did not have knowledge. This one seems a little more clear cut, but I think a lot of these are very gray areas. And so I'm curious how this will translate over and how many cases we're going to be looking at where the parents are going to be like, look, no, I really did not know. I really had no idea. I don't know. It's one, that's why they call it precedent setting. So we'll see where this all goes.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.